Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she thought she was the only one who walked across the fire, who saw the little girl. Then her mother described, I had to do it.
I wasn't ready for that, okay.
Then her mother described the same child in the same clothes days later. Who did she see? What did she see? I'm trying to get to the out graphic. That's today on Rescue 911.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That's why I can't like have music on when I'm working during the day.
Okay, why?
Because my mind just, it's like, I'm probably ADD, I'm going to guess a little bit there. But it's only triggered by certain things, though. Like, music is real powerful to me. So, like, just looking at, the headline there, just because it was a song title, suddenly it triggered that in my mind immediately. And then I break into song.
You always have been like that, too.
I know, I really...
You can't stop yourself.
I can't. Oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling. God. Oh, what a feeling,
There was a commercial for diapers, I want to say, and I think it uses that song. It uses a Lionel Richie song, and I think that's the one it's used. No, it uses All Night Long. That's what it is.
All Night... All night long.
Because they'll stay dry all night long if you use this particular brand of diapers.
Somebody was like, aha, I've got it. This is a great idea.
How does it feel if you're an artist like, let's say Lionel Richie, you've had this big career. Now you're on American Idol. You're doing all this stuff. And then somebody uses your song in a diaper commercial.
Well, I think you're just like, fuck yeah, I appreciate the money. And... I mean, can you imagine what he sells those for now? I mean,
yeah, he might have already sold the rights to his music to someone else, and so he doesn't even have control over where.
That is true. That may be.
I'll do it for that.
Well, whoever has the purse strings to it, that's a pretty penny song, I would think to use. For reinventing himself over the years, who would have thought Lionel Richie in 2026 would be as popular and has, well known as he's more well known today than he's ever been, And it's just interesting for a career, that really kind of went way up and down. I remember like around the early 2000s, he tried to do a comeback album.
Yep, I remember that.
And it was a good album. I really liked it.
Me too.
But it wasn't a smash. I kind of felt bad for him. And because it's like, God, he's so talented. But that whole kind of 80s were like, oh, that's old and everything all, old is bad. But what a revival. I mean, so like artists like Lionel Richie and so many of those artists have had, I never saw that coming the way that it has.
Here's my question though. Like, I don't, your daughter's younger and I know she likes a lot of retro stuff like that, but okay. Our generation knows that song really well, right? Mm-hmm. 'Cause we grew up with it, whatever. Yeah. Do parents who have babies now though, that age bracket, do they even recognize that song? Does it mean anything to them?
Well, I think their parents played it.
What did you say?
Their parents listened to it.
Yeah, but.
I think some of these songs have like just they're so infected into the culture and they've been played and we've heard them in every which way and form because it's not just you didn't just hear on the commercial. I mean, it's been in TV shows and movies and this and that. I mean, in all sorts of marketing and all sorts of other marketing over the year. I mean, there's just on radio in general. If you go into a grocery store, your odds of hearing it are probably fairly high.
That's true.
You know, so all the ways that people have ingested some of these songs. So I think if you've lived a little bit, you've heard the song, whether you intentionally, you probably can't name who Lionel Richie is. You know, as people aren't great with that sometimes, but they, it's just like a song everyone would know now, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And that's your Lionel Richie argument of the day.
That's your Lionel Richie update. He's Tony Bruschi.
I'm Tony Bruschi. That's your Lionel Richie update. Thank you for listening.
That's what I was missing in my day today was a Lionel Richie update.
We all were. We all were, Carol.
I'll start a podcast. It's the Lionel Richie update.
Just so quickly, like if you just want to do 10 minutes.
And if you, just, you make it super serious.
Yeah.
Maybe you could add a little bit of history, you know, put some things in context or just so
this
we can
date in Lionel history.
Yes, yes.
And it's just tall tales. It's just complete bullshit. But it's being stated as fact, but it is known as this is tall tales.
Yeah, like when he was on Rescue 911.
Make him into some sort of mythical character.
He slayed a dragon.
It would be great. This day in Lionel Richie.
Now you can make all the graphics to go along with that.
Oh my God.
Lionel Richie slaying a dragon.
This is so stupid. It's funny. I love it.
I looked it up on AI. There doesn't appear to be any widely reported notable Lionel Richie specific event tied to January 21st. But here's some details on Lionel.
Oh, this could get interesting.
Yeah.
We'll do a Lionel Richie update once a week here. No.
Once a week with that. Then another day we'll do Michael McDonald. And another day we'll do like...
good idea.
Oh, who just died?
Paula Abdul. She would just be fun.
She danced with a cat, a cartoon cat on this date in 1986, I'm going to guess.
I have a great one that you could probably get a lot of content for. I don't even know why I want to say it on the air because it's a good idea.
Oh, okay.
Oh, somebody's going to steal it, you think? That good?
Just yeah, me.
I was just thinking, we were thinking about Roberta Flack just passed away.
She did?
Yes, yeah, she did. She passed away, I believe, yesterday. So I was
How
just
did
thinking.
I not hear that?
I don't know, but. Killing Me Softly. She did some stuff with Michael McDonald, didn't she, Roberta Flack?
Yeah, what was the Roberta Flack, Michael McDonald song? Alexa, what was the Roberta Flack, Michael McDonald song? She'll just randomly speak up, but when I need her for something. The closer I get to you. How does that one go?
The closer I get to you.
Oh, yeah. Alexa, stop.
Was that with Michael McDonald though, was it?
Was that Luther? Because Luther Vandross did some stuff with her, didn't he? Like I think he toured as her backup singer.
There is a guy, I think it's not him though. It's I want to say Jeffrey Osborne.
I liked Jeffrey him too. Osborne.
This is it's just Roberta. Oh, Donnie Hathaway. That's who it was.
Donnie, yeah. Okay.
Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online for the Roberta Flack
update.
And now a moment of silence for Roberta.
But I did watch it. There's a Luther Vandross documentary that's really good.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that he had toured with Roberta Flack. And he was her backup singer. And he did all kinds of commercial jingles and stuff.
Yeah.
And so it was really interesting that he toured with her. And, you know, you just listen to his voice is amazing.
We can now welcome Roberta Flack to WRIP.
Yep, that's right.
New music. The closer I get to you. It's an all Roberta weekend on WRIP.
And it's like five songs, just over and over.
Yesterday's
and over. Over and over.
Yesterday's again. Best music. Why don't oldie stations use that one? That's a good one. Yesterday's best music.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Not a bad one, huh? Yeah. I'm gonna copyright that, and you know, radio stations that have no money can pay me. Yeah.
If you can barter it out, they'll take it.
They turn their signals off because they can't afford to stay on. And I'll tell you my other idea off the air, because this is, I actually kind of like this idea for a totally different show. I think we'd all actually might enjoy working on it.
Okay. Anyway.
Let's go to a phone call, 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear your story.
I just have so many stories, and I never really have told anyone much about these stories just because I feel like people might think that I'm weird. I mean, my close friends know, obviously, the ones that have been around me, and I have proof of stuff that has happened, but I'm going to tell you one that happened at this farm in Nebraska where I used to live. So I have a twin sister, and she was at our friend's house without me. And, you know, as twins have like a different relationship, you know, we feel when you're so young being a twin, when your twin's gone, you pretty much feel very hollow and empty in the inside. Anyways, we had this really big pasture, and I was out there by myself and just messing around with my out there with my dogs and everything. And I was by the pond and I kept hearing someone call my name, which is Kylie. And it sounded exactly like my sister. And so I got all excited and I was thinking that she was home. Started running back and I kept listening to it. And I kept saying, Kylie, Kylie, I'm here. You know, kind of like the episode of Bambi when, you know, Bambi and the mom are walking out and they keep hearing strange stuff. Anyways, so I continued to try following it. For some reason, we had this really old barn, and so you had to climb up the ladder, and there was like a storage in the inside of this ladder. Like, it was like a ladder, you would climb up, and then it would be like a hollow floor slash room for like hay bales and stuff. Well, I got to the barn, I was like, Kaylin, why are you here at the barn? Didn't understand why she was at the barn and why she was up there. I mean, it's pretty dangerous because it was a super old barn. And so I climb up the ladder. I'm like, Kaylin, are you here? Hello. And then it said, I'm here. Well, then I look down and inside of this like little room in the floor for the hay bales, I saw this little girl. I freaked out. And so I literally jumped back trying to climb down. I don't even think I climbed down the ladder. I'm pretty sure I just jumped down. And my dog, Jasper, started barking and yiping at something. And he was just not acting like himself and was being super weird. And so I literally run up the hill and I was running so fast. I was so freaked out that I literally got shocked on my head, like from the electric fence. And I got so shocked that it actually left like a red line over my forehead. And I just run inside and I jump onto my older sister and I was just bawling and she was just like, what happened? And I was so freaked out I couldn't even talk. Well, then 2 days later, one of my dogs at the time had puppies and you're all sleeping. Well, my mom went to go look at the puppies and make sure everyone was good and stuff. Well, when she walks out, she sees that there's this little girl playing with the puppies and she's just sitting there, standing there. Like, what is this? And the next thing she knows, she just sees this little girl walking over to the back door and just vanishes right then and there. And I asked her, what did she look like? All of this stuff. And she literally described the same girl that I saw at inside of the barn where the hay bales usually are. What's weird is apparently there was a car accident next to our house in like the mid 1900s, and what ended up happening was there was a car accident and a little girl actually died there. And so I'm assuming that it's her lingering around our house, because I mean, this thing is like not even a mile away. It's this thing's like right down, you go down the driveway and you take a left and this bridge is like right there. And so that's who we think it is. And all of us, not just me, but all of my family members have seen this little girl. And what's really bizarre is we found girl overalls in our floorboards at this house, like that looked not okay and had weird stuff on it. And I don't know how they got there. We don't know how they got there. We had weird boxes on the inside of the walls of this house that we could never get out. And this house is just creepy. So many stuff has happened in that house. My sister always had these weird dreams that there's also like a man and a family there. And she always had dreams that this man killed his family, like in this house. And we would always hear footsteps on upstairs, and toys would move, blanks would move, pictures, windows would random open and shut. And I don't know, this is really bizarre. And we pretty much got so scared that we eventually moved out from this house and moved elsewhere. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. And if you want to use it, that would be awesome. And I hope you guys have a great, fantastic day. And thank you for listening. Okay. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that.
Ooh, lots of stuff going on there.
Super haunted. Super haunted.
Anything with little kids, I know we've talked about this before, but the fact that maybe it's a little girl ghost who died in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always...
More than one person saw her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I start trying to go to like, okay, are you stuck how you looked when you died? Are you stuck at that age? Are you... Is that you, or is it like, I don't know, you start going to, I start trying to like dissect how this all works. And I think they're really, the more we look at this, the more stories you hear, the less I think we truly understand how it works on the other side of if we're a ghost.
I know, because if that's the case, I don't want to die in the shower, because the idea of,
I think we all feel that way about you, Carol.
Being naked. I would hate that.
Damn it. Carol's ghost came to see me again today. And what do you know? She's wet and she's naked.
Naked again.
And she's like, I'm sorry, I died in the shower. What am I supposed to do? This is how it works. And then I'll be like, this is how it works. Like, okay, that's how it works. She's explained it. Yeah.
With and your you're death like, clothes. Like, can you change out of what you were in? Or not in.
You're cursed because you're just like, you're constantly haunting areas that are filled with towels, but you can't pick one up.
You can't get them. It's like, God, if I can only get a damn towel.
There was a TV show on, I don't remember what it was called, but it was like Being Real or Being Dead or something. And it was, there was a werewolf, a vampire, and a ghost. And they followed these three friends who all lived together in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that they would always say about ghosts were, that you would relive your death state every day at that time. So let's say you drown. Your spirit then at 3:50 in the afternoon, when you actually drown in the lake, you would relive that experience every day at that time. So you'd go through the drowning over and over and over. And I'm thinking, I don't want to do that.
It's like Groundhog's Day every day.
Kind of.
And
yeah.
You get to die and then you're the ghost. So you get like a couple seconds alive that you're re-experiencing, but it's your death. And then you're on the other side and then you get to go do your ghost shit all day. And it doesn't really matter because in 24 hours, you're just going to get sucked right back there again.
Yep. Yep.
Well, it's kind of like a residual haunting, you know, is that what they're doing? Just could it be a certain time of day they're reliving that walk that they took before they died or whatever.
Is it them, you know?
Right.
I guess that's the part where it's like, and if it is, are they aware like, oh, like, God damn it, here we go again.
I can't stop myself.
Yeah. I mean, that's horror.
Yeah.
It was a strange show. I don't even remember why I started watching it. Probably because of the ghost thing, but yeah, there was a werewolf and a vampire and a ghost all living in the same house.
Do you remember there was a 90s television sitcom where Dan Aykroyd was a preacher?
Yes.
Kind of.
The TV show, right?
Yeah, I don't remember much about it.
What was it called?
Wasn't there like a paranormal element to it too or something?
I don't remember.
It's about the same time Jim Belushi's show was on, right?
Yeah, I was It was early 90s, like on an all new Phenom, you know, with Brett Butler. And then, you know, but first.
Oh, Soul
Dan
Man.
Dan Aykroyd's back.
Soul Man.
Soul Man. Part of an all-star Friday lineup on ABC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soul Man. There you go. You've learned a lot today on the program. Roberta Flack, Soul Man. Holy shit. If you want some good choices in music listening and television watching, you've come to the right place.
That's right.
All right. Let's get another phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
This is Joanna calling from Reading, Pennsylvania. I moved a year ago to a farm, 12-acre farm, and my home was built in the 1950s. Hasn't been updated or anything since then, but we bought it for, you know, the prospect of the land and, you know, we'll fix up the house, whatever. It was a great opportunity, very affordable. We moved in last July. It was probably day number one or two when we're, you know, moving everything in. The doors open because we're moving things in and out. I was out back with my husband and a couple of our friends that were helping us move. And this woman just, you know, showed up in the backyard. And I thought, oh, okay, my husband must have left her in or something. You know, I guess he went around back into the house and I didn't notice and left her in. And she started asking us all these weird questions about how much we paid for the house, this, that, and the other thing. And she said that she informed us that she was our neighbor. She was strange. She was, you know, it was hard to have a conversation with her. Like, she wasn't all there in the head, sort of. I didn't really think much of it. And later on that day, I said, did you let her in, to my husband? And he was like, no, I thought you let her in. So we're like, all right, that's interesting. I guess because we live on a farm now, that's just the way things are out here. People don't really, you know, they've let themselves in. I guess they just feel comfortable doing that. So we just didn't really think too much of it. And then recently, one of my husband's very good friends, he is a medium. He's actually helped police cases and things like that, documented cases in the Reading area, and helped solve, you know, murders and things like that. He doesn't really like to talk about it. He doesn't offer anything. If he sees something, he doesn't tell anyone unless they ask, because people, you know, they don't really take it too well sometimes, especially if they don't believe in the paranormal. And interestingly, the other day, I don't know how this came up, but I asked him, or maybe my husband asked him, if he had seen anything in our house. And the reason that he asked that is because one night we were laying in bed and we decided to put a fan in the hallway. I don't know, because we didn't really have the air on, but it was a little bit hot. And for whatever reason, that night, I kept feeling like there was somebody staring at me while I was sleeping. Like, I could not stay asleep, and I would wake up and just look right into the hallway. Like, somebody was there. My husband, that night, his back was bothering him, and he went to lay down on the couch in the living room. He has a bad back. He said he heard somebody whisper something in his ear that night, and apparently he heard, "You're gonna die." So that was really crazy. And so I asked Walt, did you ever hear anything in our, or see anything in our house? And he shared then with me that there were three spirits there the day that we moved in. One was the spirit of the neighbors, the crazy neighbor's father. And he apparently said, I'm here to apologize for her behavior. Because I guess this was something that he had seen before or knew about, that she was like this. And then he said to Walt, don't let the local farmers lowball these guys on the land, because I guess what happens is all the local farmers kind of stick together, and, you know, we're trying to find a farmer that will cut the hay on our land, and, you know, we basically, they rent that land from us. And so that was interesting, because that was actually something that was a problem, I guess, back in the day when the previous owners lived there. And then the other woman spirit that was there said something about the coat closet in the living room, that it had to be reinforced because in the wintertime, all of the coats are too heavy and it doesn't hold, you know, all the coats, and complaining about how small all the closets were in the house and that, you know, they always get jammed full. And it, I guess she just was complaining about the size of the closet. So I'm guessing that's somebody that used to live there. And then the third spirit he said was also female was one of my relatives. And when I asked him about this, he said that it was a distant aunt or something like that. And her name started maybe with a C, like it was Candy or Candace or something. And I was like, no, I couldn't think of anybody that I was related to with that name. I did have an Aunt Anna, distant relation, who used to visit a lot when I was younger. And so I said, could it be her? And he said, no, that it wasn't Aunt Anna. Aunt Anna said to him that I have seen her at my apartment, the apartment I lived in before I met my husband, but out of the corner of my eye, and that I didn't really see her, but I saw something, like I knew she was there, something along those lines. So I have no idea. I don't remember that. But anyway, I just wanted to share that story. I thought it was interesting, you know, having somebody be a medium telling me about spirits that were in my house. It didn't scare me or anything. And I've asked him, have you seen any since then? And he said no. So that was good enough for me. Take care. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Would you want to know?
You know, I was thinking that same thing, and I have to go with no.
Yeah.
Only because once you tell me that, I'm going to be thinking about that all the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, unless I was really having some problems, you know, then I might want to know. If there's a way you can come in here and help me get rid of this stuff, mm-hmm. please.
Yeah.
But if I'm not really having serious problems, I think then I know me and I would be constantly overthinking everything.
Yeah.
Was that the ice machine in the refrigerator or a demon? I don't know.
Or and both.
Or it could like, be both.
Well, and also like if I do this in my house, is that going to affect this entity, right?
Yeah.
Like you'd be thinking about everything. I'm going to the bathroom right now. I'm taking that shower like Carol Hughes. Mm-hmm. Is this thing watching me? You know, it's like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to know the guy's name or the woman's name, you know?
And the, you know, whole thing about it's your Aunt Candace or somebody like that. And you're like, but I don't have an Aunt Candace. Who is this mysterious person following me? Mm-hmm. I don't know that I would want to know. Or could I just kind of go, whatever, that's your opinion. I don't know.
Or could you, I don't know. I don't think you can unhear it. Even if you don't believe it, you're still going to hear it.
Right.
And that's going to linger.
Yes.
In whatever way you want it to. Or don't.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, do you even want the input of the information?
Yeah.
Sometimes not knowing is better.
And yeah. That guy, you know, the friend, he like doesn't usually offer information for that reason, but he offered it to them. And then I would be constantly going, is that that freaky aunt that keeps following me place to place? I don't know. And who is she?
And like, also I would think your friend that friend.
Yeah. If your aunt's following you, it's that aunt that you were so close to. Not when you don't know. I don't know.
I'm trying to think if there's an aunt that I would want following me around. I don't think so. I really don't.
No good aunts. No.
I mean, they're fine.
But you don't want them following you around. Yeah.
No.
Did you? You wouldn't want anyone following you.
Not really. Really, not really. You?
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
I like the idea of a guardian spirit. You know, the one that kind of is in the background and they help you out when shit really goes down. And it's like, ooh, they whooshed in, they saved your life, and then they left. That's kind of awesome. But I don't know.
Sometimes not knowing is better.
What if, here's the situation. You can have the guardian spirit, but it's going to be there. And it's going to watch every damn thing you do.
And judging.
not that it's going to do anything to, like, you know, hinder you, or you're not, it's not going to be sitting there like saying that they're judging you, but they're going to be there. But also know that they can also save you for some shit too. So if you get that feeling like, I'm just going to wait a second before I cross the street, and all of a sudden somebody darts around the corner and you have that feeling. Or you can say, I don't want to be followed. I don't want to have this feeling. But you also don't get that feeling either. So that feeling that said, I'm not going to cross the street, I'm going to wait a second, that's gone. And you get out there and boom!
I'm okay with that. I my whole life I've spent hiding myself from people, from human beings. I don't want anything that close to me. I don't care if it's going to save my life or not. I'll take the bus on the corner any day. Period.
I knew you'd go there.
Nope.
Oh, that's good. Well, there you go. Well, that'll wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes and all the extra stuff, check us out on Patreon. Search Real Ghost Stories Online. Also, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our premium channel there and get access to all of our stuff in advance and ad-free. So check that out. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
I do have